What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
In love, it's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And welcome to Artist Spotlight, presented by Two Loss. Let's go. Shout out to our sponsor, Two Loss. I like to think that when we decided to do Artist Spotlight, and that this guy is the perfect example of what we were thinking about. So I want to give it up for our guests. Let's clap for our guest, Classic.
Yeah!
Let's go. So I put out a post a few weeks ago about wanting to open up Artist Spotlight to new artists to talk about their journeys, the struggles, the wins, the losses, the lessons, the everything that comes with it. And, you know, we probably got 100 inquiries, but, you know, Classic actually was like, he was so serious, he jumped in front of everybody. He came correct, and he flew in from Iowa. To do this show. And I'm before we give you the floor, Classic, the reason why I want to focus on that, because there are people who will find an excuse. And whether you believe it or not, if you are in the music industry, you are an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Especially if you're an artist. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're gonna have to learn to invest in yourself, spending money, doing all the stuff, and you flew yourself here. You skipped the line, and to me, I just want to give you props for that. And now, what you've done is you flipped the script on me and Rick. Now we got to make it worth your while. Mm-hmm. See? So let's get into a little story. So you and I met because you actually did a one-on-one consultation with me, and then when the Artist Spotlight came up, you hit Jack Dance and was like, you know, you want to come to the front, and we here. So what is your goal? Like, I'm going to flip it a little bit. You're the investor right now. What are you investing in yourself with the hopes of gaining?
What I'm doing with every step that I'm taking and every investment that I make, I'm hoping that it'll snowball.
Wait a minute. Answer that one more time.
All right.
Something happened.
Okay. So I'm gonna lead into it. All right, yeah. Cool. So what are you doing? What are you investing money into yourself to gain? A lot of people spend money and they feel like, you know, like I like to say that people spend money and if they think if they paid you, that means it's on you to do a job. No, it's on you to learn what I'm doing, unless you're going to have to keep paying me. And the object is to invest in yourself, to teach yourself how to fish. So you've done that. So what did you want to gain by doing all of these things?
I want every step that I take and every investment that I make to snowball into something greater, something that'll build momentum, that'll carry me, you know, into my future works. So, you know, I just want everything to build, not only for me as an artist, but as well as carving a path that creates opportunities for other people like myself. Because, you know, I represent an underserved audience and market.
I like that. So let's speak more about that. So you represent an underserved audience. Who is that?
The non-traditional artists that occupy the space of a maturing hip-hop consumer.
So you're saying that you are rapping, your music is for an older consumer of hip-hop?
Yes.
How is it, over 25, over 30, over 35? Like, what would you say?
Over 30. We're going to say over 35, but as low as 30, because now we're seeing the artists, the superstars of the 90s were the first generation that was allowed to grow older in the genre.
Yes.
So now this audience is being created now. They phased out Kane. They phased out Rakim. They phased out all the superstars of the 80s. But now Jay-Z, Nas, Wu-Tang, Busta, we watched them.
All of them. They're still here.
They're still here. And they're the first.
Yes.
But see, we still have an audience that's not being catered to.
And let's stay there.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part of the music industry. That was the biggest challenge. When you're looking for an audience, you have to focus on their behaviors.
Right.
30 and up, usually discovering a new artist is not your main priority.
Right.
Like, discovering a new artist is not your priority. You know, like, and not only that, like, you know, I always say the most important albums to us as our childhood is usually around the age of 14, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's when you're like leaving to be a kid and you're kind of figuring out what it's like to be an adult.
Finding self.
Yes. Great point. And you start listening to the music, but by the time you're 30, you're really not looking to embrace someone new, something new, a new way of life. That's probably the biggest challenge. Wouldn't you agree? Right.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, I was just having this conversation. It was like, yeah, we still have our people that we look up to, that we have that nostalgic feeling for, but we're still living.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not expanding, you're contracting.
Yep.
So you may not know that you need to find a new artist, but you need to find a new artist that represents who you are, that speaks to who you are and where you are now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because those 20, 30-year-old albums, you know, it's got the nostalgia, but it doesn't have what you need currently.
So, by the way, great. By the way, I love this conversation. I'm glad that we're having this. Here is the thing. How our business is rooted has always been rooted in being cool.
Yeah.
Growing old and as a black man and being cool is just something that's just starting to be embraced.
Yeah, we changed that.
We changed our generation, that in the last 10
it
years.
Didn't look
yes.
like old, didn't get yep. old, like didn't
Jay-Z
look like this.
Jay-Z is still performing at his top of his thing and he's 54 years mm-hmm. old or yeah. he'll be 55 this year. Dr. Dre he just produced Marsha album and he's in his late 50s. Dr. Dre almost 60 yeah, years 60. Old. Yeah. He's almost 60 because he came out in the 80s. That's 40 years of it. But the part that's always been difficult is, how do you get a 30-year-old to become a fan mm-hmm. of an artist that is their age? How do you do that? I think, and as I'm talking to you, I think I have ideas, but I want to see what were you thinking?
Quality is how you get fans because when you get to that more mature market, they have money to spend and they're not. They'll pay for that quality. They'll pay for a seat. So the shows that I want to curate, I want them to have seats. I want them to have food because this is an audience that can't stand for an experience. You know, don't want to stand. Don't want to stand.
We can stand. I mean, I can stand for 8 hours.
Extended amount of time.
You can't talk like that. You're going to run the audience away. Every nigga's like, nah, I ain't going to that. Niggas want to show they Tim's on and stand up and stop the yard for 8 hours.
Well, let me use myself.
Go ahead.
I can't stand. I don't want to stand.
For sure.
Right. You know, I'm the person. If you offer a VIP package, I'm buying that VIP package.
For sure.
You know, so I got the money. Don't talk to me about where it's going. Just like Chipotle. Put the guac on there. Don't tell me how much it is. Put the guac on there.
I love that. So let me ask you then, have you, how do you, if you don't mind me asking, do you put your age out there?
I normally don't, but I don't have a mind. I'm not ashamed, but I just turned 43.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah. So you're 43.
Yeah.
In the last 13 years, have you discovered a new artist that you became a fan with?
My age or
just
period.
Like period.
Yeah, I have.
Who have you become a fan of?
I've become a fan of Akeem Ali, Kimi Casanova.
Kimi Casanova, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Kimi. I was still work with him. That's my guy.
Yeah.
So Kimi, right? So he still hasn't gotten to that place though.
Right.
That's the hard part. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm like. So what was Akeem doing that made you say, I want to be like, what moment happened?
I saw him offering something that was just different, unique. I saw the quality. I saw the skill as being someone that committed to a craft, and I saw what he was doing.
Mm.
Back when before he even did the first Kimi Casanova, before that, you know, and then, but when he did that, that's when I became a fan.
Me too. Because same thing. I'm over 30. I see this kid. I'm like, this guy's dope. It also made me question myself because as dope as he is, why is he not bigger?
Right.
I think about that, right? Because Akeem Ali is incredible, but why is he not bigger? And to me, I think it's because the audience he's talking to are not, we'll support you, but we're not rampant supporters.
And you know what the difference is as well? He's obviously a star.
That's true, too.
Yes, he is.
That's true.
That's part of what grabbed the more mature.
Yeah.
It's not enough to just be talented and we can tell that you're unpolished and raw and not really focused. You can tell when someone has committed.
That has put their $10,000 in.
Yeah, and they're a star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. So that's, you have to have that quality show. The same with, because the music that our parents was listening to, they got introduced to them. They didn't buy Kid albums.
Yeah.
They didn't buy Kid outside of the Jacksons. But you know, you produce a show.
Yeah.
And you put on, you know, you got the band. You got, think of Teddy Pendergrass. Think of Barry White. They got a show. Mm-hmm. They have background singers. They have instruments. They putting on that. They got crowd engagement. So that's what's the more mature audience, they want quality entertainment, not the mindless groupthink entertainment.
Yeah, the best example of, to me, successful grown man music is probably Hov's 444 album.
Yeah,
he was talking grown man shit. He was talking about redemption. He was talking about, you know, the mistakes that he made. And to me, that's probably one of my favorite Jay-Z albums, which is saying a lot, because Jay-Z was making albums when I was a kid, and I've always been a fan. But the 444, he came back as a man.
Right.
And to me, like, you know, the nigga record, like, you're still a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit, that was a successful way. But Hov also had the history that made us listen. A new artist doesn't have the history. So you have to make the audience figure out that they missed you for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Rick Ross is good at that. Rick Ross is probably the best one at, like, he's probably the best grown man rapping artist that also understands the kid tactics.
Right.
So he'll rap and give you grown man, like he'll say, like nigga, when I just landed in Europe, nigga, shopping bags, I'm a tourist, nigga. Like, that's grown man shit, right? You don't think about that at 21, but when you 30, you want to take you and your chick to Europe and land and shop and everything. That's
you gotta
why
have some money to spend.
You boom.
Then you talk about how you spend your money.
Or how you made your money.
Or how you made.
And that's what I'm saying. So, like, what is your subject matter like in your music? Like, if I'm become a fan of classic, and I don't want to be a fan of nobody right now,
right?
But I'm gonna be a fan of you. You're gonna have to say something that make me think and be like, nigga, yes, hell yeah. Well, that's the hard part.
You gotta understand what a fan is. The psychology of what makes a fan. You see them, and you either see who you are or you see something you want to be.
Mm.
So when you see me, you're gonna recognize yourself.
Yes.
So you're gonna see someone who's a man who stands on his, who stands on his maturity and his decisions, says what he means.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the music that you hear from me, I got some stuff where, again, I come with the bars. I tear your head off lyrically. However, I got some other stuff where I might be able to end gender wars, you know, talking to a lady. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I've never sold a rock on the record and all the music I've made. I've never been drunk or high in my life. My parents were addicts. So when I was a little boy, I made a promise to myself and I kept it.
Good.
So you won't hear that in my music. You're going to hear maturity. You're going to hear somebody that talks about building the life that he wanted and living it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily flexing on you, but you need someone where you can talk your shit to as well.
So you just took me a whole nother place. You just took me down a whole nother road.
Yeah.
Do you, because you're 43, I mean, you obviously have bills.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
So number one, what is your career now? And number two, if rap takes off, do you want to make that the career, or is it something that you just want to do because it's on your bucket list of things you want to do?
It's on my bucket list because it hasn't fully become real yet.
Mm.
But the moment it becomes real, I have the skill to make it my career.
Got you.
So that's another thing that they trick us into believing when we're young. They think they tell us we have to jump in and put all our eggs in the basket.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a career. I have a federal job at the moment.
Got you.
And that's another thing.
How hard is that though? Like, when you have a federal job, because now your content is being judged differently. Now they can go listen to an album and just find one thing you said and be like, that's not federal.
Fortunately, I'm not that type of artist.
Gotcha.
They can comb through all my music and not find something that they're going to, that'll get me jammed. Because when I was in the military, I did over 9 years in the military. I had top secret clearance. I was a Tomahawk missile technician. I know how to move in that capacity.
Got you.
And
shit, you ain't rapping about that. You rapping about that? I want to hear about that, nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we get a round of applause for Tomahawk missile?
Yo, can we get in this? Can we? Beta Blue Digital is the first ever official hip-hop sync licensing company created. The platform is an alternative outlet for artists and producers to monetize their music outside of the traditional DSPs and the conventional music industry. It is 100% free. No subscription fees, no hidden fees. All submissions are non-exclusive. They currently have 7 partnerships and counting with other music publishing companies and more to come. They are in an aggressive expansion phase. So any and all music executives, music supervisors, major artists, major labels interested in jumping on board for opportunities, it's time to join the movement. Beta Blue Digital, let's go. Yeah. So yeah, so my thing I'm only asking is that there you in the game's defense, you used to have to go balls to wall.
For sure.
Because you needed to get to a certain person
right
that will take you to the audience, and now you've blown up.
Mm-hmm.
And you and that person, because that person is powerful, they're in control, they're watching you. Like, let me say, I'm gonna give it to Rick because you're not as serious right. as Rick. And now they're making the decision. And now in today's world, you don't have to make that decision.
Right.
Like, you almost can rap. You almost are better off being the federal rapper
right.
than just being a rapper, because now we're like, federal rapper? What the fuck is that? Like, what's he talking? And it just gives us a different perspective on listening. So I want to ask you, what's your superpower? Like, what is your superpower as an artist that you would say?
Clarify that for me.
We're looking at a world full of artists.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. Michael Jackson's superpower was dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, obviously it was singing. It was a lot of things for Mike. But, you know, Prince, his superpower was he could play all instruments and he could sing. Ross is a supreme lyricist that knows how to make songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So he can rap, but he know how to make songs. Nelly know how to make songs, but I don't think Nelly's
not that much of a lyricist.
Right? Uh-huh. Right? So Nelly's superpower might be making party and fun songs and lighthearted shit. Like, there's a mood for everybody and everything.
Yeah.
Dre is sound.
Mm-hmm.
Beats. Now you make Beats headphones. So when I'm thinking about, when you're an artist, so when I'm working with an artist, my thing has to be, what are your superpower? What are you better than 95% of your peers at?
I'm going to say primarily mastery in general is my superpower.
Mastery in what?
I'm a person that can be good at everything I put myself to.
Got you.
I'm fortunate, and I come to learn that that's a gift.
Okay, it is.
So, and
But how do you make it? How do you make it a gift that makes the fans talk to? Now, see,
my presentation,
when you do that,
and my communication.
That's that. I'll just let you know, that's that. When you start talking about yourself, that's like, I'm feeling myself. Yeah, look how, you
can't. Yeah, that's just the starting point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what is your superpower that I can touch?
Yeah.
That I can say, basically what I'm saying is that me and Ricky managers, we're trying to break you,
okay.
right? What are we going to send them? Are we going to send you to do, are you a battle rapper? Are we going to make songs? Or do you have a comedic undertone to your music? Like, you know, like, what are you like?
Yeah. My ability to communicate my personality and put that in my lyricism. So it's not just rhyming a bunch of words. There is some comedy in there. There is wittiness. There is
You know, you're describing to me? Big.
Biggie.
That's what it sounds like.
That was Big to me.
Because
Big was the only, he was funny.
Yeah.
He was serious. He was street.
Storyteller.
He knew how to, and he wasn't like complicated.
Nope.
Right.
He was like, he spoke.
He's the reason I rap.
Really?
Big is the reason I rap.
But it was, what made Big so ill was the simplicity, like, throw your rollers in the sky, wave from side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Nigga, please, lyrically, nigga C, B-I-G. Like, he was just so, he had flow, he had lyrics, he had simplicity,
and
he had
voice,
wit.
A unique voice.
His voice, his cadence, all that. Yeah, it was crazy.
So, you want to spit something for the people? You
of course. Show?
I would love to hear. You want to spit something?
Of course.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
Listen, Get off your sleeper sofas and open your peepers for the unique vocals of an elite creature of the culture. Not just a speaker, a spokesman against the smoke and mirrors. They snake you as cool. When you win, the game's broken. A king that know what it means to be a soldier. Landscaper in a terrain of tall grass and king cobras. My speech coded. Gotta be a beast to even quote it. My pen's potent. Don't provoke it. You know I'm goated. If you want it, you can get it on the shortest notice. I'm the one they come to see, homie. You know you, Otis. I know the weak spots for each opponent. A beat gets played. I parade my skill. You know I floated. When I rap's a holiday for the real, I hit the stage. It becomes a monument to the skill. You never see me standing still. I stay in motion. Go play where it's safe. It's nothing but sharks in this ocean. I'm a player, so I respect the rules. But every set of rules has its exception. And I'm exceptional. I say forget the rules. I rap like I'm trying to talk to God. And rhyming's the only way to get a message through. So this your stepping stool. Cool, respectable. But it's different, because I do this without an exit route. I'm making corrections to lists that got me next to you. Your name is getting X. The curator's getting lectured too.
Okay, we clap. That was good. Okay. You know, niggas be afraid to get them first freestyles, claps and shit. You know, like. Bars. Okay, you can rap. You want to go first, Rick? I was going.
No, go ahead.
You can rap. Outside of the line where you say, I'm rapping like I'm trying to get a message to God.
That's one.
Right? To me, when I heard that, I'm like, I heard accountability. I heard, man, that was like, that was the first time I'm like, that's the unique ingredient that makes it grown up music, right? Mm-hmm. Where you start speaking about, like, I'm about God, or you speaking about life and everything else. You should, in my opinion, you have to make, when I hear artists rap, the first thing I think to myself is, I imagine how many other people can say that exact verse.
Right.
When Hov said, nigga, I'm crazy straight. Partner, I'm still spending money from 88. What? Like, it was like, that was a bar, but that was a bar that only Hov could say.
Yeah.
Because if you ain't spending money from 88, nigga, you can't say that bar, right? Yeah. That became unique him. So with you, you have to find a way to add your uniqueness to it, right? And it can even be like almost like that point where you go to no matter what, because I'm gonna bring that up to make sure that they know this is what I am, right? So even if it's talking about God, talking about being a man, talking about responsibility, something that's like, oh, this is a grown, because if I heard that, I wouldn't know that guy's 30.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know that guy's over 30. I wouldn't know that, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, you almost wanted to know it's over 30. Like, like you need to do records. Like, I'll give you a good example. What's my man named Toby? Incredible.
In Wigway?
In Wigway, right?
Yeah.
But first time, I've seen him 100 times, but it was when he said, try Jesus, don't try me, because I throw hands.
Right.
That was the most grown man shit. And the way he said, try Jesus, don't try me, because we throw, and he put melody on it, right?
Yeah.
I think that you have to master the message first and then incorporate the melody.
Yeah.
Like, Biggie was that, but he knew how to incorporate that melodic thing in what he was doing, which never allowed it to just feel like you were listening to a poet.
Yeah.
It was like you were listening to a, go ahead.
It's like to a song. You listen to music now. He
married
that poetry with musicianship.
And
that's why he's who he is.
Keep in mind, that was also, he had a Puff working with him now.
Yes. He did.
I'm with all of that, but I need help with that.
Yeah,
I'm working on that right now. I got some stuff in the tuck that's really more melodic, more, you know, like I said, I got some stuff that are in Gender Wars.
Nah, but I think you're telling yourself you need help, and I don't think you need help. I think, no, like that to me is what being an older rapper is about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a mission no matter who's with me.
Yeah.
I don't care what I have, what I don't have. Now, as you build, because what you don't want to do is give yourself an excuse. Man, if I had that, nah.
Yeah.
You know that. You know exactly what it is. Like, you know what made you like something. You know what made you do something. But, like, also, I will also take, I hate that I'm saying this on record because this is such like a cheat code for A&Rs and it's probably not going to be celebrated or received right, but I will always be like, what would Biggie Rap be like if he was alive today? That's what your song should be. Mm-hmm. Like almost like a continuation of something great that we already recognize. I think Ross did that. I ain't gonna lie. I think he definitely took that kind of big man in hip hop and made it like boss.
He definitely gave us that feeling.
He gave us a big feel. You know, you got people like Gorilla Black who tried and failed.
Right. He still gave the brief feeling.
They had a surface level similarity.
But what I'm saying is that that's also because the bars are the gift. You have the gift already. You have the gift of being able to rap.
I do have something that's a little more that outlines what you're saying, and I shot a video
Please.
For
us.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Do it right now?
Of course.
Let's go.
It's won a couple awards and film festivals. I just got notified for one this week and stuff like that. It's called Never Lose. I'll give you the second verse.
Yeah.
Is that? Look at where I came from. Most people don't hit the target I hit while aiming from where I aim from. I started out a stand-up nigga, and I remained one. Some people ain't come half this far, and they done changed up. I say it, I mean it, and you can believe it. If I say it, you can take it to any bank and redeem it. I ain't taking no shortcuts neither. I take the scenic. You describe it different when you done seen it. I talk different. My cloth different. I was taught different. I'm an open book. You can't find no contradictory cross reference. Fuck what you heard. I am who I said I am. I kept my word and made good on any debt I had. Some people was dealt a better hand, but they don't get what my name get because I built a better brand. Yeah, what's understood ain't gotta be explained. Yeah, I don't think these niggas understand. Never lose and never choose to. When we make moves, we attract paper and the news crew. God said ain't no escaping when he choose you and I'm selected. Bring your weapons. They won't prosper. I'm protected. I'm successful. All for the time that I've invested. Skill perfected. Blessed and gifted. No matter the weight that they put on me, I lift it. Either it's in you or it ain't. My strength is different.
That's hard.
That's hard. Right there.
Bars.
Still didn't hear. No, hit me out. It's good. You're rapping on college level.
Uh-huh.
And for you to draw on your audience, you need to rap on a middle school level. Not elementary, but middle school.
Yeah.
Maybe high school.
Yeah.
There's cheat codes in music.
Uh-huh.
Mike Jones was really great at it. Who, Mike Jones? Like, he made his name a part of the song.
Yeah.
Add your name to your verses.
Okay.
Make it personal. Like, not me, Classic. I blah, blah, blah. Like, almost like, and I like that your name is Classic because that means that I can say I'm Classic and it don't, and nobody won't think I'm trying to be like you, right? Right. But like, here's what I gather, right? If I'm working with you, here's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm thinking, like, I'm gonna take everything that worked in hip hop and I'm gonna turn it into, I'm gonna freestyle records and I'm gonna turn it into something that we can do today. So, Biggie had 10 crack commandments, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do the 10 man commandments, right? Like, what it's like being a man. Then you might do a 10 father commandments, mm-hmm. right? Then you might do a 10 husband commandments. Now it's shit that, like, it might not look traditional. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest with you. It might not look traditional, like you got 3,000 people outside waiting in line for a ticket. I don't know if it's gonna look like that, but it can look, I hate to use him, but Lil Duval-ish. Lil Duval was the shit when he was just like, I'm living my best life. That was just him on Instagram. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you niggas. Mm-hmm. Future sung it.
Yeah.
I'm living my best life. And then it's like, hold on. This something. He turns it into a song. They get a cheat code. They make a beat that we already know. We're going to start this bitch. All
right. That's right.
It works. You know how it worked? It looked like we, the audience, had a say in how it worked.
Okay.
The minute that Lil Duval started promoting his music, like he's an artist, everybody goes, we thought this was a joke and we just liked it. Yeah. The music was just the anecdote to the job. We didn't ask for an artist. It wasn't we didn't ask for an album. We didn't ask for an artist. Yeah. And if he should have did everything that way going forward. Yeah. Like, even if I made a song in the studio, I'm still going to sing it on my Instagram because Instagram is they talk back. Instagram, TikTok, social media is the easiest way to get people to talk back, right? So now I would just find like different things, right? And then I would go to different organizations, men organizations, father organizations, organizations, and I will come there and I will perform for them there. But you have to make it melodically a little bit more digestible, even if it's like you saying your name, like it's like Biggie, you just was rapping a verse. He's like, I'm as good as the best of them, but as bad as the worst, so don't test me. Like he was like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was very like
digestible.
Man, and for me, what you're saying is dope, but it's dope because everyone in this room is quiet and the stage is yours.
Right.
You don't have that every day. Right. That's why I would do something like if you married, if you have kids, if you have, like, to me, I would do things strictly on social media. I would put it out, but my social media would be how I build it and everything, and I would find moments in time all over social media, and I would sync my song to those moments.
Lead them to it.
Lead them to the thought process that I was in when I made the song.
Okay.
But you have to have that melodic, that repetitive place. Like, look at everybody who we named that was great. They all won when they went simple. What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holler at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holler at us to get to YKTV. Mm-hmm. Like, Jay was old, nigga. Reasonable Doubt for rap niggas is a classic.
Right.
But
right.
for hip hop fans, it's not. It wasn't until he did Hard Knock Life that made people come in. Why? Because it was from standing on the corners dropping some of the verses hurt New York has ever seen. It was so slow that anybody can recite it and sing along with them. And then here comes the kids. Mm-hmm. Annie.
Nursery Rhyme.
It's the Hard Knock Life. Nursery Rhyme. Everything was intentional and purposeful. Mm-hmm. You can't afford to play.
Right.
You're not 20.
Right.
You have to come now. Right, and everybody your age should see what you're saying all over social and be like, this nigga represents how I, follow. That's how you start your fit. Now they following you. Now it's like, okay, cool. And then you can also do grown man content. You can do grown man content. What if you battled a 21-year-old? That would be fire to see, right? Now you against a 21-year-old lyricist. Like, things that make people say, like, it's like when white people dance online. Like, if a white person can dance, it's for some reason, it's like they're invited to the barbecue.
Yeah, right,
they're our cousin. Right, right. They got some light skin in them. They and it's like, they family now just because they can dance, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to take that thought process. How you know we embrace people. We embrace each other. The ways we embrace each other. And turn that into a melodic record within the verses, though. So it's almost like if you got 16 bars, go 8 and then that next fucking 4, make it something repetitive that
and
you can
simple.
Yes, and simple. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all about, for you, the key is gonna be, did I hear them? Can I relate? That's all you need.
Yeah.
It's not, is the beats good? It's, I mean, shit, you could rap on classic beats if you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? But like, that's what I would do. Like, I would find, I would do like the 10 dad commandments, right? I'm a father. What are the 10? Even if I don't agree with you, I heard it and now I'm talking about it. I don't agree. Here's the real commandments. But you started the conversation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now everybody's looking to you. Now when people try to do what you're doing, they're copying you. You need to own something. Right. And I think when we spoke on our consultation, that's what I told you. I said, rap about something that I can relate to as a man.
Right.
Like, not the braggadocious shit, but like, dog.
Everyday man
like,
shit.
Everyday, yeah. Like, I am tired. Like, I'm seeing Jack right now, like, between having a family, between having a job, between executive producing the show. Like, it's like, when do you have time for anything? Like, being an adult, and to me, you can talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, Biggie did that on Everyday Struggle. I don't want to live no more. Feels like those are songs that made me love him. When he talks about, like, and then he tells a story, like he said he wanted to kill himself, and then he's telling you why. And he's like, I'm seeing body after body in the mayor, Giuliani ain't trying to see no black man turn to John Gotti. My daughter used the potty, so she's older now. Educate street knowledge, I'm a molder now. Like, he was really speaking like a grown man.
Yeah.
It wasn't, when I think about Big, I don't think about fucking Juicy.
Right.
I think about, is your mom motherfucking giving you something? Because my mom ain't, nigga. We're gonna rob the fucking train. Everybody's rich today. Every artist is rich. Every artist got money. Every artist is better. He was showing you, I ain't no better. You
got it.
And here's what I'm gonna do to do it. And I use him as an example because to me, he's the most perfect one.
Yeah.
He's the most perfect one that came out perfect and died perfect. Unfortunately, I hate that. We never seen, he never made a mistake.
His full potential. Yeah,
yeah, he never reached his full potential, but we seen it. So for you, I think that's what you should do. You should find a way to incorporate the grown man issues into the music, but add it. Mm-hmm. These kids getting on my nerves. You know, I know it sounds dumb, but like, these kids is getting on my
nerves. That'd be the part of the song that everybody's talking about.
They getting on my motherfucking nerves, and I'm about to go. Like, it's simple. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in the house, my kids, and I'll just be looking at them, and I'll just go, these kids is getting on my nerves. That's why it works. You see what I'm saying? Like, there is a space for grown man rap, but it has to be grown man rap.
Right. Right.
It can't be like rap, but I'm grown. It got to be grown man rap. I'm standing on it.
Yeah.
Standing on business. Standing on. Are you a father?
Yes.
Okay. How many kids you have?
3.
Okay. So I'm a father of 3. Girl dad, son
two
dad.
Two girls.
Two girls, one boy. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? You see what I'm trying to say? Like, there's so many stories and opportunities. I mean, you might do 3 verses to your kids, and one is the boy verse is different because you're like, hey, nigga, you going to do this. And then the daughter verse might be like, hey, princess. Like,
you my baby girl.
You my baby girl. But but as a black man, I know that those are all terms of endearment.
Having daughters show me that women show up crazy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But that's what
that's a song.
Like,
that's a song. Yeah.
That's a song. But that's a song. So what I'm telling you is that instead of, here's what I would say. Instead of you looking for it.
Yeah.
On the ground. Look for it.
Okay.
Look for it. Like, what's happening around me right now? Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck am I dealing with? I'm working all these fucking hours and I ain't got no motherfucking money still to pay no, to do nothing else. Like, that's some real adult shit. Can we all relate to that? Mm-hmm. James, can we relate to that? As, like, there's a huge opportunity. But we're not going to be your fan.
Yeah.
You're going to be the voice of us. And we'll support you. We'll show up for you. But they're not going to show up like fans.
Right.
They might wear your merch, but not because it's your merch, but because it says something that they want to say.
It represents something that
they... So you just said music is about being like you or...
Fan, being a fan.
Fan is being like you.
Or something you want to be.
Or something you want to be.
Yeah.
You have to be the relatable guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's how all your music, and if it's going to be relatable, it has to be digestible. And if it's going to be digestible, it has to be less complicated,
yep.
more melodic.
And that's what I bring. So it's like the term I coined for my style of music is non-destructive rap or non-destructive hip-hop. It's not positive, mm-hmm. not gospel, not conscious, just regular dude.
That's not going to work.
Making music.
I can tell you why it's not going to work.
Why not?
Because it goes back to that one time Will Smith won an MTV award and he says, I never killed no one in my raps. I never did this in my raps. And he was meaning positive, but the niggas that did kill people in their raps were very offended by it. Like, well, nigga, what are you saying? So you can't say, hear me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's great. I'm just saying, you can't use
words.
Dog, branding is everything. And if you're not going to give it something, like when Bryce Tiller said Trap Soul, he could have said, not traditional R&B. But if he would have said that, it would have turned off everybody who's in the traditional R&B.
Right.
He didn't define it by saying I'm not something. He defined it by saying I am something. So what I'm telling you is instead of saying non-destructive, don't say that. Say I call my music, you know, manifestation, something like that. Where now it becomes less about the I'm not that and more about I am this.
And that gives you more versatility.
Because Nelly is not non-destructional, but I don't think you and him are in the same category.
Okay.
So I'm trying to say, like, you more
he's
are.
Lyrical. He's definitely more lyrical.
No, I'm saying you. I'm just saying, like, you're speaking. You have to find that word, whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
I gotta figure it out.
It has to be something. It could be, by the way, it could be grown man rap.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It could be the Grown Man Rap Academy. I mean, there's so many things that you can do.
Because the original term, I just didn't want it because you know, unk is starting to become a term. I didn't want to do unk.
Yeah,
I ain't want to do that. I didn't want to do. You know what I'm saying? So, so I'm trying to land on
hell
it.
Hell no, so, unk rap.
Yeah,
shit.
Nah. Because you don't want to. You don't want to cut.
Right, come with big jeans. You might as well lay yourself in the dirt doing that.
Chillin's unk rap. Don't do that.
Yeah. So I'm gonna land on it. I'm gonna figure it out.
But think about it. What you would describe it to your kids. Think about how you would tell them what you're doing. And I think that by the way, I've been on record saying that today is the greatest time to be black in America,
mm-hmm.
right? Because hip hop is now a mainstay. It's like in the 80s, it was like, is this going to be around? In the 90s, it was like, this shit is, everybody was getting rich.
What
and
are
then,
we doing here?
Yeah, like it was like, you know.
It's ingrained now.
It's ingrained now. And the reason why everything used to happen in the 90s, because them deals was given out in the 90s. Like they wasn't giving Big Daddy Kane a label deal in 88, but 94, 95, we will give, we'll take a couple dice on this. A couple people are here. That's and by the way, when we see what happens now we see rappers that are, that's 30 years ago. 94 is 30 years ago. We still see rappers here making money from something that they did when they was in their teenage years or their younger years. So there's an opportunity, but you have to find a way to call it something.
Right.
Like, and it take it away from your name and make it something that people want to say. Like, I like grown man rap.
Okay.
Like, I like grown man rap because to me, that's what it is. It's like, and it doesn't have to say music. It's a double entendre. It's a double meaning. Like grown man rap, but also, hey man, grown man rap, man, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good, but you got to find a name. And once you do that, don't push it to everybody. Don't scream it loud, but like say it in your rhymes. Like call the shit grown man rap. Well, boom, 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 boom. And then say it the next verse. And then the next verse. They'll start being like, okay, that's the brand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to brand your, see, here's how you break yourself. What everything I just gave you, you can make, you could be an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I just said is influencer behavior. What I'm telling you is how to give the influencer a brand. So now it's branded behavior that you do that others can follow.
Okay.
So you have to find a way to brand that style of music. And the easiest way is to if I said right now, who you gonna call? Everybody says, go. So I'm trying to say, like, you can say that or something else, but it's like, it's just, dog. And another thing, humans are, I think, like 100%, if I'm not mistaken, more likely to remember something, they heard than they are to remember what they saw. Like, you remember, so you have to program them. That's why I'm saying music is easy, but you almost got to do the freestyles like songs.
Mm-hmm.
like repeat something, verse, repeat something again.
Gotcha.
You only got a minute, so you know. You see what I'm trying to say? So you, it's almost like take those lessons you got and turn them into like small courses and spread it out over the next. And bro, 6 months from now, because you can rap your ass off.
Right.
And I understand why you have the faith and belief in yourself, but I also understand why you invested in sitting here.
Yeah.
Because there is a certain, there is a level that we understand, and it's, I'm trying to give it to people, but it's yours now. It's just Brandon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If Bryson Tiller, when T.I. says trap music, he changed the world. When Bryson Tiller said trap soul, he changed the world. When Kedar Massenburg said neo soul, he changed the world. Because he basically made careers in that world. NDIRE, Angie Stone, they neo soul. Yeah, music soul child. Like, you gotta find a way. And it's there right now.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, it could be so, once you get it, it could be so dope.
Yes, it can.
It's a famous scene, and I'm going all the place, right? But it's a famous scene in a movie. I think it's called Fried Green Tomatoes. It's a famous line in that movie where a woman hits a young girl is trying to take a parking space. And the woman takes a parking space, and I think she like hits a car or something. And the girl is like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "I'm older. I got better insurance." That line, I heard that. I haven't seen, I don't even know what movie it is, but I remember being a kid and that shit being said and my mom being like, "Hell yeah." See what I'm trying to say? So you could almost go at, you can almost create a divide too. You don't have to unite us at first. You can create a divide. Right. Sometimes you draw the line in the sand.
Right.
And be like, over here is grown man rap. Over there is bitch, is little nigga rap. Right? So now you saying, now you talking about the little niggas. Sorry, I'm not pointing at you, Donnie. Not you, Donnie. But I'm saying, I'm like, but you see what I'm trying to say? Like, if you make it where it's like, we do this over here. Yeah, I rap, but my credit good. Yeah, I rap my 401k together. Yeah, bills I do this with my shit
kids
together.
Straight. Yeah.
It keeps the brand on the brand, so it's all grown man
and,
stuff.
And that's it also becomes the caption, because that's what social media is easy. What's the caption? It becomes the caption that we use.
Right.
Your lyrics should look like captions.
No problem.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
Like captions, you don't, nigga, y'all know this. If somebody writes a book on that caption, y'all know we like, nigga, please, I ain't reading this shit. See, nigga wrote a whole speech. But if you just write, man, something like this or something like that, and check out, sorry, I keep giving you game. Check out memes. Go to people who pages you like. Go to a Steve Harvey. See something he says. Steve Harvey has a clip that's going viral now where he says, men asking what you bring to the table. You supposed to be the man, you bring the table.
Right.
Women register with that kind of talk.
Right.
That's how you talk.
Okay.
Now, I am the table. I'm this. But it could also be, but you're going to do, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's a chance.
Yeah.
I wish you lived in Atlanta, because I would like, you. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, send me the records and I'll give you my thoughts. Like,
okay.
Because I feel like if you nail it, it's going to be a whole new economy that you open up for men and women over the age of 30 who have a skill, but maybe made the safe bet first and went for, you know, maybe they had a family.
Yeah.
I need to go to the Navy. I can't afford, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And those people should still have an opportunity, and you could be the face of that.
I'm willing to be.
You should be. Mm-hmm. So what's next?
Well, I have some things. I've been working pretty hard up in Iowa. I've won a couple Iowa Music Awards, Lyricist of the Year in 2023, Best Rap Performance in 2022. I got added to a compilation album that just came out. And I have some unreleased heat with some features. More active than I've ever been. And I feel real confident in what I'm providing. So it's a little more melodic, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I've had a listening session recently, and they said that my melodic stuff was really good. So it gave me a bit more confidence, because it's uncharted territory for me as a writer.
For sure.
But I am a well-rounded artist as far as I keep my image in mind. You know, the way I speak to people, I'm always on point.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always here and ready to deliver. And is a bright future ahead. That's what's next.
And last piece of advice I'm gonna give you, you just inspired me. Take songs that you totally disagree with.
Mm-hmm. And respond.
And respond.
I can do that.
I would do it to the same beat if and then get another beat that matches. But take the same song and respond to it. Watch, because we all think about it. Like, I don't know if you guys know. You know, ever heard of Lord Royal?
Yeah.
We can. Yeah. Never okay, be so, royal.
So,
yeah.
So Lord, think about it. She. This is in a time where everybody's flossing. And what does she do? She drops a song about, like, nigga, you ain't our leader. Like, we will never be y'all. Yeah. We will never be royal. And that's okay. You know, it's not in our blood, but it's, you don't rule us. Like, great song. How about this? It was so good that Rick Ross jumped on it and started flexing on how he was. And she's talking about you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, big money, big. It's yep. Like, no, she's talking about you. You're doing it. But, like, take a song that you don't like, not just a popular record, though. And the reason why I say that is because look at it like young rap is the Republicans and old rap is the Democrats.
Okay.
The Republicans and Democrats always go at each other like, oh, they want this. We're not doing that. You know what I mean? Like, but they've been keeping us divided for since the country has been here. We don't, you still don't know the fucking pick because they both say we're better. We're better. But it's a huge business.
Right.
So find something that you are completely against.
Okay.
Respond to it. Send it to me. If it's inspired, I give you some ideas, and I can you should put your music out through Two Laws, and I help connect some dots and make it. But it gotta be right though.
Right.
Any right. questions?
No questions. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate your
appreciate
time.
You. Appreciate man. You.
Appreciate everything you said. Man.
I just want to give you props because it takes a real man to bet on his brain. And most of us bet on our body.
Right.
We rather, like, we'll spend $30,000 on a piece of jewelry to wear on our body, but we won't spend $30,000 on a lesson that might teach us how to make money for the rest of our life.
Right.
And I just want to give you props for that, because in today's music business, you have to invest. Mm-hmm. And the investment is no longer in the people around you. The investment is you now.
Yeah.
And if you're not, because you can have the greatest team on earth. If you're not doing your part, it's nothing we can do.
That's right.
So I just want to give you props for that. Shout out to y'all for watching. Shout out to Two Laws for being our sponsor. If you are an artist, you want to be in the music business, you should get them Two Laws, because maybe I shouldn't say that, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Say it anyway.
Two Laws, and we're going to pick every month, they're going to get one artist minimum that sits on this couch and does artist spotlight. And if you live in Atlanta, you should be on Two Laws. Or if you live in Iowa, you don't mind flying, you should be on Two Laws, because boom, we can set it up. Shout out to you guys for watching. Like, share, subscribe. Any question before we close it out, brother? I want to make sure you good.
Can I get my social media?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Matter all of fact, right. You should have been did that. And make sure to put it on the screen for him.
Yeah. Anyway. If you want to follow me, it's Klazified. That's Klazified. You'll see my face. I got a link that'll take you to everything you need to see. And I'm going to deliver for you. I appreciate you.
And on that note, this is the Artist Spotlight, and we are out.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.